It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Monty Murray is here from the New York City Marathon.
Tell us about your experience.
You guys just love saying New York City.
That's right. New York City Marathon.
That's because a lot of the radio stations here in Texarkana are managed out of New York City.
Really? Wow. Yeah. No, it's a spiritual experience.
Uh-huh.
It is. If I could say anything at all, it's a spiritual experience. Maybe you've had some of those moments in your life, and it's just surreal. It was kind of dreamlike, and I didn't even feel like I was running for like the first 10, 12 miles. Oh. I mean, I didn't notice it, really. It's crazy.
You're in really good shape, Monty.
Well, no matter how exciting it is, though, when you hit mile 18, uh-huh. You start hurting.
Oh, okay.
You know? So it hurts after that.
Yeah. But. He's talking about it's a spiritual moment. I'm picturing it for me, like laying on the asphalt. Arms out, looking up, being, please don't let me die, spiritual moment. Well, but yeah, for him, it's the adrenaline. How long have you been running, though? You've been doing it forever.
8 years. 8 years.
Really?
That's right. Yeah.
That's when you took it up, just 8 years ago?
I took it up when I was 50.
Wow.
50 years old. And I've done 2 Ironman triathlons. This was my 6th marathon. But if I can do it, anybody can. I'm telling you. I didn't get beat by a guy that ran the entire marathon backwards. He passed me. It's in my video. I have a video on my Facebook.
He ran it backwards?
He ran it backwards the whole way. I've got some video footage of him running it backwards. And then I passed a lady that finished it in 11 hours. It's the last one in. But she was paralyzed from the waist down and ran it on crutches.
You're
kidding. Whole thing on 2 crutches. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
11 hours she did that. Yeah. How far? It's 23 miles?
26.
26 miles. Yeah. 26 point. How am I supposed
to? Sure.
Obviously, he's never done any running, right?
Well, not unless something's chasing,
chasing
me.
Chasing
so,
okay.
But,
right.
Yeah, so 26
backwards
miles.
And then on crutch, and another person on crutches. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I spent a lot of time. I gave about 1,000 high fives along the course. They have bands. Constantly. I mean, I bet there are probably 10 bands every mile.
Really?
Yeah. As soon as you almost get out of earshot of one band, you hear another band playing up front. And they're just people that line the streets and just all kinds of music. It's a lot of fun. And the people stand around that are outside are dancing to the band, and it's a big party. People need to look at my Facebook video. I made a video.
I must have missed that. I was keeping up with you, and it was like day of, you know, we're on the way, here's the subway.
Yeah.
Kind of following you on social media there as you were doing that. We've got another run coming up. Or is it a run or a jog?
It's not a run. It's a jingle jog.
it's a jog.
It is called Jonesy's Jingle Jog.
All right. Monty, you were saying that on the course, that so it's like everybody cheering you on.
Yeah, why it's the greatest marathon in the world. The streets are lined with people that are yelling and screaming and giving high fives and everything else, except for one area, which was really weird. And I had to look this up later because I didn't know. But there's a part of Brooklyn in mile 11 that's called the Hasidic Jewish Community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the the guys wearing the hats and the black coats,
right.
and the curls, and they're very
the Orthodox, yeah,
very Orthodox Jewish community. There was nobody. There was nobody watching. There was nobody standing on the street, except you would see men and women maybe walking down the street, talking on their cell phone to and from work or whatever, but they would not stand on the corner and watch or say anything. It was silent, dead silent for about a mile and a half.
Except for, and then the rest of the course is
and
just
then as soon as we left that community, yeah. Crowds were, it's just like, boom, they were there again. And I looked it up later, and apparently this sect of Jews do not, they believe that running in shorts and shirts like that is immodest. And they just don't, you know, they just don't, they don't believe in it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So they don't stand out. I mean, these are apartment complexes that go sky high, and with balconies, nobody was sitting out on the balcony. Nobody was doing anything.
Yeah.
And it was strange.
Very strange.
Does sound so. Tell us about Jonesy's Jingle Jog.
Jonesy's Jingle Jog is a fun race that started in Texarkana a few years ago by Mike Jones. That's Mike Jones. Mm-hmm. We call him Jonesy. And it started with just a few guys, maybe 10 of us, that got together on a Saturday morning. Mike said, I'm going to have a race because I'm trying to get some toys for tots. He really has a passion for that. Mm-hmm. And so we all brought a toy and we ran it and, you know, no big deal. And then he had it again the next year and had a few more. And he has it at night now on Tuesday nights. And it's dark. It's kind of fun. You bring a toy for tot as an entry fee. We don't even know how far it's going to be. Jonesy says, I'll tell you before the start what
so
the course
kind of
is.
A, it's kind of a mystery,
yeah,
Ron.
You don't really know. People,
it's going to be fairly short.
I'm going to – I carry a Bluetooth and play Christmas carols, and people wear jingle bells and Christmas lights and Christmas hats. And it's just a fun thing. It might be 2 miles. It might be 3 miles. But there'll probably be two loops. So if you just wanted, you could just walk one loop and – you know, and then participate in hot chocolate and cookies.
Yeah.
But in last year, he raised a lot. He gathered a lot of toys for Toys
well,
for
we're
Tots.
One, and that's just it. Anybody, Toys for Tots, a big program here that does a whole lot, not just for Texarkana, but the region out of Texarkana here, our surrounding area. So all of these events to get more toys in.
Great.
Jonesy's Jingle Jog.
Sounds like fun.
You know, I'm a sponsor, but it's one of those things like, hey, Monty, if you'll bring some cookies, I'll say you're a sponsor. You know, it's one of those kind of things.
Hey.
This is not a big production.
Right. But if it's fun.
But a fun one, yeah.
You know, somebody might want to get involved
in it. St. Michael's Fitness Center on Tuesday, December 10th.
All right.
JW said he was going to jog.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Is that what? Something like that.
I said, let's go.
You heard him, didn't you? I heard him.
If I do anything, I'll be walking.
Listen, JW, my attorney heard it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I heard it. I heard you loud and clear.
Your attorney.
He did say he was going to be there.
That's what I said.
Is that what it was technically?
He said, I'm going to be there. He listens to everything. You just kind of make it up. I have to be honest.
That's why I have to have an attorney.
That's right. That's why you need one.
What's that?
I said, I have to be the honest one here. I can't tell a lie.
That's right.
Until I give him some money.
Then we've got this client attorney.
No?
No.
They don't do that?
No.
By the way, I need to buy, do you have any more coffee? I need to buy another sack of that coffee.
That's good, right?
That's good. How much is it? It's like...
$15 a pound.
And I think that's a trick. You charge $15 a pound so that when people pull out a 20 and you say, I'm sorry, I don't have change, and then they have
most
to say,
most people are like, well,
it's
for Mission Texarkana, just keep it.
I love it. Yeah. It's great coffee.
It really is. With a good friend, Monty Murray, JW over there. I got a game for you guys. Don't look at my old man font over here. That's where I keep my answers. It's got to be big enough for me to read it.
It's big enough for me to see it.
All right, so... As you get older, your brain begins to shrink. True or false? Yes or BS?
BS.
True.
It is true.
Oh,
your brain starts to shrink as you age. All right, so sorry to tell you, but the average person passes gas 14 times per day. Yes or
BS?
Well,
see, this is going to be a trick question because it'll be like 16 or 8. You missed it. You're wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's true.
It's saying on average.
On average.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah.
It is true.
It is true. There we go.
Oh, we're tied now.
Tied.
Okay. Yeah, I have to
usually
write
he'll
this
go,
down.
No, the correct answer is 12 instead of 14.
All right, let's see. Jackie Kennedy Onassis, y'all remember her?
I do remember
her. Appeared on the cover of Life magazine more than any other woman.
Sounds true.
I'm going to say BS.
True.
I'm giving that point to Monty.
Yes.
Oh.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow, Elizabeth
was the one. All right, so the state of Idaho provides about 80% of all the trout served in restaurants.
Trout fishing.
Idaho.
The state of Idaho provides about 80% of all the trout served in restaurants.
True.
False. BS.
I give that one to JW, man. Monty.
We're all tied up.
It's true. Most of the trout comes out of Idaho.
I must have a lot of hatcheries there or something.
Must have. Humans are the only animals on the planet that enjoy spicy foods.
Humans.
Yes or BS.
Spicy foods.
I bet there are animals that also like it. So I'm going to say that's false.
Don't look at me.
I don't know. I'm trying to think spicy.
Humans are the only animals
on
the
planet.
It's yes.
Oh.
So neither one of you.
I'm surprised.
humans are the only one that say, let's make this hot. We talked about
I know that, but
at the chili cook-off.
I figured say, well, you know, we fed it to the dog and he liked it.
After the age of 40, your body actually begins to sweat less.
Sweat less.
True or false? Yes or BS?
I'd say true.
I'm going to say true.
Hold on, I have to go look again.
He doesn't know.
You're both pregnant. Yay! All right. All right, so we're tied up 3-3 here.
That's great.
All right, let's see. Hollywood has more plastic surgeons per capita than anywhere in the U.S.
That sounds true to me.
It sounds so true.
I believe it.
It's not. Okay. It's Washington, D.C.
D.C.?
Really?
Yeah.
All the politicians.
Yeah, that's, that's right. That's big business.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Now, here's a pretty cool one. Maybe. I don't know. Bees.
Mm-hmm.
Bees.
Uh-huh.
They can detect bombs.
I think that's true. I think I've heard
it
that.
It sounds
before.
True.
It is
so crazy sounding.
It is true. It's 4-4.
Forget the dogs, bring in the bees.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. The average yearly temperature in the U.S. is 62 degrees. I had to throw in some science.
True.
I'm going to say false just because he said true.
And our winner is Monty.
All right.
I had to go for it.
Had to go for the other side.
Right. So, yeah, that's...
what is the average temperature?
Does 52.
52?
52 is the average temperature.
How do you get that?
Monty, what else you got to talk about, man, before we get out of here? I know you got to go to work.
I don't know. That's. I always appreciate you guys having me on.
It's good to have you.
We done talked about Jonesy.
This is the most fun I have all week.
Well,
coming on here.
Come anytime, man. We try to keep an open mic. I mean, it's a live local radio show. We got to come in every morning. So anybody else we can force to get up early, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Monty.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.